From Tidbits, for November 30th, 2009, this is Snow Leopard's Creator Code Snubbing, Now Official, by Matt Newberg. In my article, Snow Leopard Snubs Document Creator Codes, 6 September 2009, I described and discussed the implications of a change in Snow Leopard's launch services behavior, where double-clicking a document in the Finder ignores the creator code metadata signifying what application the document belongs to. I also complained that this change had been instituted surreptitiously with no notification in any official Apple documentation. Well, now, the change is official. A sharp-eyed Tidbits reader has pointed out that in a recent revision, 17 November 2009, of its launch services documentation, Apple explicitly calls out the change in a boxed note, and I quote, "Note, in macOS 10 version 10.6 and later, launch services no longer considers file creator signatures when binding documents to applications. Launch services ignores the creator signature when it's attached to a document. In addition, the functions ls copy kind string for type info and ls get application for info ignore the parameter containing the creator's signature." And in a later box note on the same page, I quote, "Note, criterion 4a, i.e., the conflict resolution rule that gives primacy to a document's creator code if it has one, does not apply in macOS 10 version 10.6 and later." Although this merely confirms what was already known by experience and experimentation, and although it has no bearing whatever on the question of the advisability of this change, it's nice to see Apple come clean at last and state the facts plainly, albeit more than 2 months after Snow Leopard's release. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Matt Newberg, and thanks for listening to this little story about how Apple has made Snow Leopard's snubbing of creator codes official.